Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to veil his...
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time again of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's time for our devotion. So if you're listening to me this morning, I want you to begin to invite as many people as possible to join us on this platform and let us dive into the Word of God together. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and here we get to listen to what the Lord has to tell us every single morning. The Lord has a word for us, and it has been a map for every area of our lives. That's why we are confident that when we come here, the Lord is going to speak to that particular area of our life that we've been waiting to hear from Him for. If you've been very frequent on the show, like I said earlier, let's go ahead and invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 13th day in the month of February, 2025. It's a beautiful new day. It's a beautiful Thursday. I will be looking at a topic that says the joy of hope. The joy of hope. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 21 from our manual. Hymn 21, my hope is built on nothing less. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 14 to chapter 15. Numbers from chapter 14 to chapter 15. Our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Romans chapter 5 verse 5, which says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Our Bible in 1 year, our Bible reading for today, is taken from the book of Psalm 130 verse 5 to 7. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 130 verse 5 to 7. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 5 it reads, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, my helper is alive and he does not change. You can see that in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, is, and is to come. We can see that in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. He has helped me thus far, and He will help me until the end. This is my hope and confidence. It is dangerous to be hopeless. never lose hope. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 8, when things were not going the way Elijah expected them to go, he asked God to kill him. However, in 1 Kings chapter 21, from verse 1 to 24, you will see in verse 20 that Ahab, whom he had been running from, said to him, "Have you found me, my enemy?" The one who was pursuing Elijah was now the one running away from him. In the name of the Lord of hosts, all those who have been pursuing you will run when they see you. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you that your case is hopeless. They are not your God, and they are not the ones who brought you this far. If they say it is too late for you, tell them that they don't control time. God is the one who controls time and seasons, and he didn't bring you this far to abandon you. God's word is the treasure chest of hope. Whenever a situation seems hopeless, declare his word. He has said that though your beginning was small, your later end will be greatly increased. We can see that in Job chapter 8 verse 7. His word also says, and nothing is impossible with him. That you can see in Luke 1 verse 37. Since God is involved in your life, every impossibility becomes possible in Jesus' name. He has promised to bless and increase you and your children greatly. Psalm 115 verse 14. He also said that as long as you follow him uprightly, your hand will be peace. We can see that in Psalm 37 verse 37. The book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." God is the God of hope. When he gives a man hope, he accompanies that hope with joy and peace. In his presence there is fullness of joy, as we can see in Psalm 16 verse 11. Beloved, anything that makes you feel hopeless is not of God. It wants to suck out your joy and make you lose hope and your peace. Don't allow it. Stay in the Word of God. Put on the garment of praise. And I pray that today you receive good news that will make your joy full. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Open Heaven Class is an action point that says, spend some time reading about God's promises concerning the situations or things you feel hopeless about. Spend some time reading about God's promises concerning the situations or things you feel hopeless about. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on your search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. It's totally free. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.